Hello, everybody. It is indeed a pleasure to visit with you over this radio station. I shall try to make myself clear enough that you will readily understand. I have been a professional man since serving in World War I, and as many of you know, I own and operate the Smithfield Springs Health Farm, just 12 miles northeast of Fort Worth, Texas. For the past several years, I have been specializing in alcoholic cases and minor nervous disorders. My chief concern in life is to relieve disease and create as much happiness as possible. There is no set form of treatment that can always be followed and get these results. From time to time, I have learned many new methods whereby health has been restored. Mental equilibrium has been established, and thereby life has been salvaged and happiness created. Alcoholism is a disease as insidious as tuberculosis or cancer. It is a disease condition which receives little or no attention in the regular hospitals and clinics of the country. Alcoholism is little understood, and it is because of this situation that many years ago I gave of my time and effort to the care in a scientific manner of the correction of alcoholic patients. My sanitarium is located in the midst of the quiet, low, rolling hills near Smithfield, north of the Grapevine Highway between Dallas and Fort Worth. I shall always maintain this institution for the care of such cases, but every man should have a hobby. My hobby is one in which also a great sphere of happiness is being created. From my office and this radio and the newspapers, I am conducting and managing sightseeing tours of the Rio Grande Valley of Texas with a short side trip into Old Mexico. To those who have not visited our own magic valley of the lower Rio Grande in Texas, I can only say you have omitted something in your travels worthy of reconsideration. After my first visit there in December 1946, I developed a plan whereby I could send many people from far and wide to visit and proclaim to their friends the wonders of that truly magic valley of fertile soil, year-round gardens, and prolific orange groves, the home of the ruby red grapefruit. This is a publicity tour. The big men of the Rio Grande Valley are spending money to get more people to the valley that they may return home and tell others of that wonderland of year-round gardens and the magnificent citrus fruit grove. The Rio Grande Valley of Texas is only 502 miles from Fort Worth, and yet many of you have never taken the time to go there to really see what Texas has to offer the whole world. Fertile, black, sandy loam made by the change in the course of that mighty Rio Grande River has, in recent years, been irrigated by the river waters and has magically transformed the tip of Texas into the real garden spot of the United States. This wonderful opportunity to take a four-day vacation with all expenses paid for only $24.85 down into the warm climate of the Rio Grande Valley also includes a short visit into Old Mexico. You shall be conducted across the International Bridge into Mexico for a short tour, where you will be permitted to visit the various shops in Reynosa to do any shopping you desire to do for trinkets and souvenirs. This adds greatly to the whole lot of fun and recreation you may enjoy on this unusual tour. You may also be a prospective investor. If so, you will have opportunity to inspect the possibilities of the Rio Grande Valley as you have never inspected it before. This is only one of the nice parts about this trip. In the valley, you will see people from every state in the Union who have gone there, fallen in love with the climate, and are now retired and living happily in the shadows of their orange and grapefruit groves. Many people from the north spend the winters there and enjoy the growing things of our Rio Grande Valley and go home for the summer. Can you think of anything nicer than to have your life filled with security and pleasure instead of worry and strife? You will observe the new way if you let me send you to our own Rio Grande Valley next Sunday morning, April 27th. We leave from Fort Worth by a big, comfortable, chartered bus at 6 a.m. For this Continental Trailways bus, we are furnished Mr. Thomas as driver and conductor. He is a jolly, capable, and careful man and always enters into the spirit of the tour. He stops our bus at interesting places along the way so as to give you an opportunity to see as much of Texas as possible in an interesting manner. The bus is equipped with a public address system so that everyone is kept informed as to the part of Texas we are passing through. We go down through Waco, crossing the Brazos River, through Temple, through Austin, where we cross the Colorado, and then we cross the Nueces, the river which Mexico tried to claim as the boundary line instead of the Rio Grande. How we shudder when we think of the marvelous products in that fertile land which might have been at this time unknown, and the land might be lying in Mexico unnoticed and untilled. We then pass that vast cattle ranch known as the largest cattle ranch in the world, about which so much legend and romance has been written. For miles and miles we pass through the largest cattle ranch on earth, and in the late evening, on Sunday the same day, we leave Fort Worth. We arrive at a beautiful clubhouse nestled among orange and grapefruit groves between Edinburgh and McAllen, Texas. It is there that we have our headquarters, with comfortable beds, good meals, and lots of conversation with people from many cities who have come hundreds and thousands of miles because of the magic in the Rio Grande Valley. Every moment is filled with interest, and interest grows until you have seen it all. We then return to Fort Worth on the following Wednesday, not too tired, but immensely invigorated and happy. Many great riders have gone to our valley and come away feeling in their inadequacy of their pens to describe the things they saw. Our U.S. Senator W. Leo Daniels said, quote, "This is the most delightful spot in the whole United States, a beautiful, healthful, and comfortable garden spot unrivaled and unparalleled anywhere in the world, and it's right here in Texas," unquote. Then Mr. Albert Nibbling of the Houston Chronicle said, quote, "The lower Rio Grande Valley is a verdant wonderland, which, like a sleeping giant, is arousing itself to enter more fully than ever before into an era of prosperity. It is being converted from raw acres of ebony and mesquite and cactus to a lush Eden, where tropical plants grow in profusion about homes nestled in the midst of giant orange and grapefruit groves," unquote. Also, Reverend Walter A. Mayer, famed radio evangelist, said, quote, "I speak to you from the fertile Rio Grande Valley of Texas, the most beautiful section in the United States. To us from the north, a veritable paradise of God's bounty, with all its attractive grapefruit groves, colorful flowers, healthful climate, and comfortable living," unquote. I think regardless of how busy you are or what your profession or avocation may be, you are fully justified in taking off 4 days, including one Sunday, and making this tour to the Rio Grande Valley. I thoroughly believe that it will be a turning point in your life and will shed the beams of happiness throughout your later years. Many retired people, people who do not have to work, and people on their vacations are taking advantage of the opportunity to make a tour down into the Rio Grande Valley. Without exception, all I know have come away richer and happier by having made the tour. You have time enough to make your necessary arrangements for April 27th. Let me explain just how you may do so. In Dallas and near Dallas, call Tennyson 39057. Tennyson 39057. That is for people in Dallas who want to make the Rio Grande Valley tour. Tennyson 39057. In Fort Worth, the telephone number is 23105, day or night. In Fort Worth or vicinity, telephone 23105, day or night. If you would like to have a beautiful pictorial folder describing many of the things to be seen in the valley, just write Dr. H.C. Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Smithfield, Texas. Our chartered bus leaves Fort Worth Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, April 27th. 29 passengers may go on that bus. Try to be in that number. This tour is being made up now. Call your friends and see if you can arrange a party. Then make your arrangements at once. This is Dr. H.C. Allison speaking. Thank you for listening.